Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the OM Times Radio Network.
Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, I hope your day has been awesome. And as you are starting your day here, I welcome you to join me in feeling this positivity, the healing energy, the bliss, the blessings, peace, love, joy that surrounds us. That's very part of us. We are made of love, peace, and joy. So welcome everyone to experience this, to connect with that part of us. That's the truth. Namaste. And today we will be talking about the spiritual system of medicine that originated in India. It's called Ayurveda. And Ayurveda is basically a holistic spiritual way of living. It guides you towards a conscious lifestyle. As we all know, our mind, body, and spirit are not separate. Everything has to be in harmony for us to enjoy and experience a balanced and healthy life. So it guides you towards a conscious lifestyle, helping you achieve enlightenment. As you follow the path of self with capital S, that's a path of your soul, and not self with lowercase s, that's ego. So today we will learn some basics about the Ayurvedic living, which is, like I said, a traditional medicine. But also in Ayurveda, food is considered as the medicine itself. So knowing that we all are unique, no two individuals are same. Just like everyone has different fingerprints, similarly, each of us is made differently, has a different balance of elements within us. So we will be understanding different types, different body types, different personality types, and the original nature or personality that we are born with. And as we, I would say, cruise along our environment and the situations around us affect us deeply, and the food we consume. And so we move away from our original nature, and that causes a lot of problems, and that actually causes the imbalance. So basically, Ayurveda is based on the understanding of unique nature of an individual, unique nature of the ailment and issues they have. And according to that, a unique nature of remedy is defined for them. So like no two people are same, so their treatment cannot be same. It's based on each individual that Ayurveda comes up with a treatment. So it's very, very scientific. And to me, it makes a lot of sense because we all are very unique. So not one formula will work for each of us. So today we will understand the basic principles of Ayurveda and our own composition and personality, and how to apply this knowledge in a day-to-day life to uplift us and lead a blissful life. And we will also together chant some very powerful mantras to uplift us. And some of these mantras are actually meant to eliminate the diseases. So when we chant these, when our mind is not focusing on the ailment, but is vibrating at the frequency of universe, or at the frequency of health and positivity, we are able to eliminate those diseases or that discomfort from our system. So join me today, and we will start with a prayer or the mantra for new beginnings. If you are in a quiet place, you can sit with your spine straight, palms facing up, or in a prayer position, or close to your heart, whatever is comfortable for you. And as I am chanting, you can join me. I will chant this mantra 3 times. So first time it might be hard for you, but you can join me as I repeat the second time. And this is a mantra of new beginnings, the mantra of the sun, mantra of illumination. And it means the divine, who is the breath, who ends sorrow, who is omnipresent, who is creator of the whole universe. I meditate upon you that you may illuminate my mind with enlightenment and wisdom. With this prayer in the heart, let's begin by taking a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe in, let's chant. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shanti means peace, and Om is the sound at which universe vibrates. So let's talk about Ayurveda in detail. Like I said, it's traditional medicine of India. It's the healing side of yoga. It's based on the understanding of the unique nature of the patient, unique nature of the disease, and unique nature of the medicine. So the nature of the patient, or the constitution that we are born with, the original nature of a person, is determined at the moment of our conception. And it is the balance of the three doshas, or what you call the three constituents of the of our nature. And everyone, all of us, has all three doshas in us. It just depends in what percentages we have each of the doshas. So for so all the three doshas that we are talking about are Vata, that's the air, Pitta, fire, Kapha, which is earth and water. Vata is air and ether. Pitta is fire. And Kapha is water and earth. So depending on the percentages, we determine what is our primary constitution or primary nature or primary dosha. And we all have primary and secondary doshas. So we could have a lot of fire in us. So that means that we are more pitta. We could be like more than 50% pitta. And then again, depending on our constitution, we could be, the secondary dosha could be vata. So if we are light, we are more airy, and we will go through all the details. And I will ask you once again, if you have a notebook and pen, you can keep it. It will be handy as you can write down a few things and determine your own dosha. We will go through that in the detail. And if you are away from, you are not in a quiet place and you don't have a notebook you should be near your computer. If you don't have a notebook or pen, then you can listen to the podcast and you can work on it later. Or you can, while listening, determine your primary and secondary doshas. So these doshas are in the right balance when we are born or at the moment of conception. But these are strongly affected by the environment we find ourselves in and how we live our lives. Anything we take in through the five senses alters the balance. And that's why in Ayurveda, food is so important. So, our current state defines the health challenges, great or small, that we experience. And stay with us. We will be back after a short break.
Internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. So if you have a notebook handy, I would like you to draw three columns. And as you draw it, write Vata in one, V-A-T-A. And second, you can write Pitta, P-I-T-T-A. And the third is Kapha, K-A-P-H-A. So like I said earlier, Vata is more air and ether. Pitta is fire. And Kapha is earth and water. And now we will try to find our own constitution or our nature, our prakriti. That is the primary dosha in our body. So what you can do is, as I go through the different signs, whatever you think you are, with each feature that I discuss, you can put a one. You can put one point. So you could be either Vata, Pitta or Kapha. So let's go through the structural signs. So we'll discuss the face. So for Vata, the face is oblong, narrow or long. It's a long face. For Pitta, it's angular. So very defined. Like you can say, you know, maybe a heart-shaped or what we call as a bit of square face or triangle, that's Pitta. Kapha is round, a full face like a moon, chubby. So whatever you are, whichever category you belong to, just put a one there. Now let's go through the eyes. For Vata, the eyes are small. Pitta has medium, I would say, deep set eyes. Kapha has large eyes. So for Kapha, as you know, it's water and earth. Everything is larger, heavier and big. For Pitta, it's medium. And Vata, it's small, lighter. Now let's discuss the nose bridge. For Vata, it's narrow. For Pitta, it's medium. For Kapha, it's wide. Complexion. For Vata, it's dusty, gray. Pitta is rosy or ruddy. Kapha is pale. Vata has thin lips. Pitta has moderate. Kapha has thick. Hair. Vata has coarse and dry. Pitta has fine, oily hair. Kapha has thick, full and soft hair. For Vata, the eyebrows are thin and scant. Pitta has moderate. Kapha has thick and full. Now let's look at our palms. Vata has rectangular hands, palms. Pitta has square. Kapha has square and fleshy. So really chubby ones. Vata has long and narrow fingers. Pitta has moderate. Kapha has short and thick. And again, I'm asking you to write down the points in each category, whatever you think you are as you identify. And you can totally be a mix of two. Like one dosha is definitely predominant. The second one has a lower percentage than the primary, but still is your secondary dosha. Because a third one is either, I wouldn't say lacking because we all have all three of us, but it could be in a very small percentage. Let's look at our nails. Vata has thin and fragile nails. Pitta has moderate. And Kapha has thick. skin. Vata has thin, Pitta has moderate, and Kapha has thick skin. Let's look at our bones, or we all know. Vata has narrow bones, Pitta has moderate, and Kapha has thick bones. For Vata, the neck is long. For Pitta, it's moderate, and Kapha has short neck. So now you can calculate your points and find out which one is predominant in you. And we will also go through these doshas in detail. Like we'll also, you can do it either now or you can do it later. But we can look at the details of our tongue as you look in the mirror and other things to determine our nature, our constitution. So let's also go through what each of the doshas or the personality types, what are their different positives and negatives, and what are the key locations of these doshas in our body. Let's look at the key qualities. So as I told you, Vata is air and ether and Pitta is fire. So the qualities of, if you figured out, if you already calculated what is your primary and secondary, because each of us will have a primary and secondary. Primary is the one that had the maximum number of points and the secondary is with the second highest number of points. So if you identify yourself as Vata Pitta, so that means you have a lot of air and fire in you. So the key qualities will be hot, dry, light, and mobile. If you are Vata Kapha, then you have air, ether, water, and earth in you. Air makes you dry. And if it is your primary dosha, then you will be dry and cold. And because Kapha, water and earth are heavier, you'll be on the heavier side. If you are Pitta primary and Kapha secondary, then you'll be hot. Pitta is fire. But because you have water and earth as secondary, you'll be moist and heavy. Now let's look at the key locations of these doshas in the body. Vata is large intestine, hips, bones, nerves, and ear. So anyone who has issues related to nerves is having a Vata imbalance, or anything in the body like arthritis, any pain is related to Vata, the air, the imbalance of air in the body. Pitta rules small intestine. And The other organs that it rules is liver, spleen, eyes, blood, skin, sweat, glands. So if you have a very acne-prone skin, you are probably pitta, because that oil imbalance is there. And of course, it doesn't happen in the skin. It's more related to your digestion. And seems like with pitta, liver and spleen are the liver, spleen and blood are very related. Of course, you know, if these organs are not functioning properly, then the blood is not cleansed properly, or blood cells are not made properly. So then the pitta disorder comes in. The third is kapha, and the key location is stomach, and others are chest, head, throat. So as you know, kapha is water and earth. So if you have a lot of congestion, colds, headaches, sinuses, then it's a kapha imbalance. If you have been taking notes, although you don't need to because you can always listen to the podcast later, but if you want to identify and make notes of your own doshas, that's great. As we have all the three doshas in our body, we also have these doshas as the seasons change. And we will be back after a short break to talk about that.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. And let's discuss what is the primary dosha of a particular season. So as you know, as we know the qualities of each dosha, I think you know, you understand. So winter time is definitely the kapha time, where the water and earth are predominant. And we all go through especially colds and coughs. So what Ayurveda teaches is, according to each season, our diet should also change. The food we eat should also change. And how we also massage ourselves, the oils that we use for massaging ourselves, should change. And Ayurveda is very much into essential oils. And of course, according to your body type, the personality type, but also according to the seasons. So like I said, winter time is kapha time. And that's the time when all the warm foods, like we shouldn't be eating a lot of raw foods. We should be eating partially cooked, steamed foods or a lot of soups. Juices and raw foods should be avoided at that time. During the spring time, spring to summer time, we can, as we move more towards the warmer weather, we can start including the raw foods in our diet. Lot of salad, fruits, and juices. That should be our diet mainly. When it's transitioning from summer to fall and then fall to winter, that's the time when it's the time of vata, or air and ether. Like from spring to summer, it's pitta, it's fire, it's time of fire. So during fall, it's time of vata. And during this time, we should have a lot of sweet, salty, and sour foods. We should avoid bitter, pungent foods. We can have a lot of grains. We should avoid, you know, ice creams, frozen yogurts. That should be done all in summer. And more than anything else, Ayurveda believes in consuming the seasonal vegetables and fruits or seasonal produce, because nature is very intelligent. And if we utilize the seasonal foods and vegetables, then we are naturally getting what we need at that time or during that transition of the season. Not only the season, according to Ayurveda, even our ages, the age groups are divided into a kapha, pitta, and vata stage, which actually makes a lot of sense. So according to Ayurveda, from your birth until you are 18 years, you are kapha. And that's the time, you know, when we all have baby fat and, you know, a lot of fat in our body. And you'll see lot of kids having colds and lot of cough is there. But after 18, which is when the pitta state starts, from 18 until the age of 50, that's the time pitta is fire. So it's all about going. Lot of energy, you know, just making a difference. That's the time when the baby fat starts to go away and we have lot of energy. We just want to make things happen. We have a lot of responsibilities during the time. So we definitely need that fire. And then after 50, until the age we live, is vata time. So it's the time, you can compare it to fall. Like, it's the time when everything is fading away. So during that time, air and ether element in body is very active. And a lot of people start to get arthritis and disorders related to bones and nervous systems and a lot of problems. And that's the time when, you know, things are just gradually fading away. So it's very beautiful how it makes sense and how each of the age group is related. And likewise, during the day also and night, we have the kapha and pitta and vata periods. And you can totally make sense of it. From morning 6 to 10, it's kapha time. It's a slow start. We slowly start our day. The energy is lower. And we come into the work mode slowly. And then from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the time of pitta. Lot of energy. That's the time we get our work done. And we just are able to move on, move quickly. And then from 2 to 6, it's the vata time. Again, the slowdown starts to happen. And we are getting slower. We are getting tired. Or the activities slow down. And then from evening 6 to 10, it's the kapha time. We want to relax. We have our dinner. And we just want to relax and be at home. So that's the kapha time. And then from night time, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is a pitta time. When that's the best time for sleep. That's the time when the deep sleep happens. So that's the pitta time of night. From 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. is vata time. That's the time when we are floating, the dream state happens. And then again, like from 6 a.m., it's kapha time in the morning. So ideally, the best time to sleep is between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. If you consider the pitta time at night as well, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., that's the time when college students or, the students really get active. They start working on their assignments, or that's a very active time for them because that's a pitta time again, but also the time for deep sleep. So even if we sleep by 12 a.m. and, sleep until 8 a.m. in the morning during the still in the kapha time, it's still okay. Or from 2 a.m., before 2 a.m., even if we have to wake up late at night, it's better to sleep by 2 a.m. and wake up in the kapha phase of the morning. If we miss the pitta time in the morning, we will not feel the energy during the day, because that's the time when we are most energetic. So it's very important that you wake up by the pitta time in the morning for the optimal health. So let's talk about the five elements that we all have in our body and how those affect us when they are in a balanced state and when they go out of balance. So the first is earth. And earth is related to the sense of smell. So related to the nose and also to the anus. So when earth is deficient, the functions of these organs deteriorate. The nose loses its sense of smell because earth is again related to a root chakra. And root chakra is very much related to the sense of smell. So the nose loses its sense of smell and the anus loses its capacity to excrete. And when the earth is in excess in the body, at first there is an increase in the sense of smell. Like your nose becomes really, really sensitive. And there is increase in the volume of feces. But if it continues to increase, eventually the sense of smell may become obstructed. And you might start to get constipated as well. So the imbalance, both imbalances actually causes eventually, as the smell, sense of smell fading away, and also the flow of feces gets obstructed. The second element is water, and it is related to the sense of taste, and also rules our genitals. So water is required for taste. When water is deficient, there is a loss of taste. As you must have seen when you are on antibiotics for a long time or some medicines. And that's why we say, like, whenever we are on antibiotics, we should have lots and lots of water. And that's the reason, because those dry up the water in our system. And we all have noticed that there is loss of taste. When the water is increased, the sense of taste is normal, but there may be excessive saliva. The third element is fire, that is related to the sense of vision and our feet. So the fire allows the eyes to digest what it sees. When the fire is increased, a person is likely to have redness and burning in the eyes. When it decreases, there is a loss of vision. In the feet, fire is the force that propels us forward on our mission. When the fire is strong, our motivation drives us to progress to our path. And stay with us. We will come back and talk more about this.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
And we are back. So we discussed the three elements, earth, water, and fire, and how they affect us. Let's move on to air. So air is related to the sense of touch and the hands. When air is deficient, there is a loss of sensation. So if your sensitivity is low, you know, when you are touching or you don't feel the touch that much, that means the air element is lower. When the air is in excess, there is heightened sensation. You're ultra sensitive. The role of hands is to perform the function of grasping and holding. When air is deficient, our ability to physically grasp an object decreases along with our ability to move. Remember, air is all about movement. If the air decreases, then people try to hold on to what they, you know, it's like just hold on, cling to things. When it is in excess, the ability to coordinate one's movement decreases. The fifth element is ether and is related to the sense of hearing and the vocal cords. Ether is the medium through which the expression flows. As you know, it rules the vocal cords. We are able to voice our ideas and listen to others if the ether is in balance. When ether is increased, our ability to hear becomes heightened. When it decreases, we lose our sense of hearing. In the vocal cords, when the ether is increased, we increase our self-expression. When it is decreased, we limit our self-expression. So you see how important it is to have all the five elements in balance in all of us. So now, as we have gone through all the elements and the primary doshas, and you have identified based on the symptoms or based on the qualities of each dosha and element, what is it that you need, especially your primary dosha, as we were going through all the signs. I'm sure you have calculated by now, or if you haven't, you can calculate it later and then follow the diet that I'm going to give you now. Like what is best for you, what kind of foods you should eat, what kind of foods you should avoid. So let's go through the Vata food program. So the best tastes for Vata are sweet, salty, and sour. And it's good to avoid bitter and pungent foods. For Vata, it's always good to have cooked grains. You can have small amounts of yeast breads, but of course, processed food is not really good for anyone. So the best grains for you are oats, cooked, quinoa, rice can be white or brown, and wheat. In small amounts, barley and millet are okay. You should avoid buckwheat, corn flour, dry oats, granola, for example, polenta, and rye. You can have some dairy in your diet if you're not a vegan. It's best to use raw organic milk, and it should be taken warm with a small amount of ginger and cardamom, which helps in eliminating extra air. It makes it more digestible. So small amount of ginger and cardamom powder. For you, the best form of dairy is, like I said, milk, but you can also have fresh yogurt and buttermilk. And small amounts, hard cheese is okay. You should totally avoid ice cream and frozen yogurt. Those cause imbalance. Sweeteners, moderation is definitely important for you, the best ones are raw uncooked honey, jaggery, which is raw sugar, maple syrup, rice syrup. You can have date sugar and grape sugar in low amounts. You should totally avoid brown sugar and white sugar. Isn't it interesting? What we consider as healthy isn't really healthy for all the personality types or for all the doshas. Each dosha is so unique that different things are healthy for them that could be unhealthy for other. The best oils to use for you are almond. You can use ghee. Ghee is very good for you. Sesame oil is really good. In small amounts, you can use coconut, flaxseed, mustard, olive, peanut, and sunflower oils. You should totally avoid safflower oil. Sweet fruits are best for you. Baked apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, blackberries. So huge variety of fruits, cantaloupe, cherries, coconut, figs, grapes, lemons, mangoes, nectarines, oranges, peaches. So if you are very fond of fruit, you can have almost all the fruits, pineapples, plums, raspberries, strawberries, tangerines. You should avoid sour fruits. Pomegranate is not good for you. Sour apples are not good for you. Avoid dried fruit of any kind, especially cranberries. Cooked vegetables are best because these are easier to digest. Best ones are beets, carrots, avocados, mustard greens, okra, onions, well-cooked. Squash, sweet potatoes, tomatoes. Small amounts, broccoli, cauliflower, celery, corn, cucumber, leafy greens. Avoid alfalfa sprouts, artichokes, asparagus, bean sprouts, raw vegetables, snow peas. Best seeds and nuts are almonds for you. Small amounts, cashews, pecans, pistachio, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds. You should avoid peanuts. Let's go through the Pitta food program. For you, the best taste is sweet and bitter. You should avoid hot, spicy, pungent, sour, salty foods. For you, the best grain is white basmati rice, oats, and whole wheat. Should avoid buckwheat and corn flour. You can have brown rice in small amounts. Dairy, you can have unsalted butter, cottage cheese, cream cheese, ghee, and milk. You should avoid buttermilk, salted cheeses, sour cream, cultured milks, yogurt. Sweeteners, rice syrup, maple syrup. In small amounts, you can have honey and table sugar. You should avoid raw sugar. Best oil is ghee and olive oil. Small amounts, avocado, canola, corn, coconut. Avoid almond oil, margarine, peanut, and safflower. Fruits are best. Apples, blackberries, blueberries, lemons, nectarines, pineapple, prunes. Sweet and ripe fruits. Avoid sour fruit. In small amounts, you can have bananas and apricots. But avoid all sour fruits like sour oranges because pitta is related to acid, fire, heartburn. And sour fruits do just that to you. Vegetables best eaten when fresh. You may eat large amounts of vegetables. Any vegetables are okay, except chilies, hot peppers, mustard greens, onions raw, tomato sauce. Best nuts for you are coconut, sunflower, and pumpkin seeds. You should avoid almonds, cashews, macadamia nuts, pecans. Let's quickly go through Kaffa food program. For you, the best is pungent and bitter. Avoid sweet, sour, and salty. Best grains for you are basmati rice, buckwheat, small amount millet and rye. Avoid oats and long grain, white or brown rice. Dairy, best is goat milk, skim milk, soy milk. Avoid butter and buttermilk. Sweeteners, raw honey is best for you. You should avoid any other sweeteners. Best oil is mustard, canola, sunflower. You should avoid almond, castor, coconut, olive oil. Fruits, dried fruits are best. Apples, cherries, cranberries, small amounts, apricots and lemon. Vegetables best when eaten raw. Avoid beets and cucumber. And nuts are pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. I hope you enjoyed today's program. There's so much more to discuss. And we will be back with more of this very soon. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste and God bless you.